For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith with this week's Corrupt Cop Story for the Drug Truth Network. I don't mean to pick on the Lone Star State, but Texas certainly has its fair share of corrupt cops. This week, down in McAllen on Monday, three former Rio Grande Valley City police officers were indicted on charges they took money to escort loads of smuggled dope through the small border town. Victor Benitez, age 33, address unknown. Eddie Alvarez, age 30, of Sullivan City. And Melissa Martinez, age 30, of Roma, each face charges of conspiracy to possess narcotics with the intent to distribute, for using their official positions to protect vehicles loaded with drugs in exchange for money. All three were arrested Tuesday morning. This looks like another case of a sting directed at cops. According to prosecutors, between September 2003 and May 2004, all three accepted bribes of between $500 and $1,500 to protect, quote, what they believed to be drug loads, end quote. They now face up to 60 years in prison if convicted on all charges. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week. Check them out online at the Drug War Chronicle. Just go to www.stopthedrugwar.org.
Phil Smith will be our guest on this week's Century of Lies program to talk about his recent trip to Afghanistan.
Well, I spent 3 weeks in Afghanistan. The excuse for me going was a proposal by a European drug think tank known as the Sunless Council. They're based in Paris. They had a very interesting proposal to deal with the Afghan opium problem by taking some of the crop and licensing it and thereby diverting it into the international legitimate medicinal market. Very interesting idea. They put on a two-day symposium in Kabul to discuss it and to present the findings of their initial feasibility study. Of course, the UN, the U.S., and the Afghan government all rejected the proposal even before they read the feasibility study. But it did excite quite a bit of interest, not only from Afghans, but also from the Western community there in Afghanistan. You've got to understand that Afghanistan is probably more than half dependent on opium in terms of its national economy. Opium accounts for anywhere between 40% and 60% of gross domestic product there, depending on who you talk to. And employs hundreds of, it provides a livelihood for hundreds of thousands of Afghan families. If we were to succeed in eradicating the opium crop in Afghanistan, if that were to magically happen tomorrow, that country would fall apart. So it's a very difficult, knotty situation. No one really knows what to do. And the Sunless Council came up with this very reasonable proposal as a partial solution to the problem. Of course, it being a reasonable proposal and the U.S. government being involved, I really see no chance of it ever coming to fruition.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.